Our first story, both Turkey and Israel have conceded that Syria is the reason why they've restored ties after Tel Aviv apologized for a deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla in May 2010. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said the renewal of ties with Tel Aviv may hasten the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey has been calling on Assad to resign since the conflict in Syria began more than 2 years ago. The Israeli Prime Minister has stated that he tried to mend ties with Turkey for fear of Syria's chemical weapons. Benjamin Netanyahu also said Israel is worried that the weapons will fall into the wrong hands, including Al-Qaeda-linked groups. Well, this as Israeli forces have fired missiles into Syrian territory from the occupied Golan Heights. Tel Aviv has said the attack was in response to gunfire from the Syrian side. The Israeli military has claimed it hit a Syrian military position in the southern Golan Heights from which shots were being fired. Two Syrian soldiers were injured as a result. The incident came less than a day after shots were fired from the Syrian side at an Israeli military vehicle. Some reports say the vehicle was assisting foreign-backed insurgents at the time of the attack. Over the past week, militants have been moving inside the Syrian territory at the foot of the Golan Heights. Reports say medical teams from the Israeli army have been treating the wounded insurgents. Earlier we spoke to political commentator Mr. Tahsin Al-Halabi. Here's what he told us about the war on Syria.
That Israeli soldiers would make a certain violation of the ceasefire and the disengagement area between inside the Golan Heights and the Syrian boundaries. So what the purpose of the Israelis of such thing? It's a kind of a message to those armed terrorist groups working against the Syrian army to give them certain refuge and certain encouragement and to tell them that the Israeli side of the Golan Heights would be a very would bring certain hospitality to those rebels if they would come to get refuge and to continue. This is what Israel did before a few days when it received certain rebels and bring them back to the same area to work against the Syrian army and the security forces.